Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for May 5th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. Well, after receiving the terrible news of Luis Robert missing the next 12 to 16 weeks and Adam Engel set to miss 3+ more weeks because of a hamstring strain, the Chicago White Sox needed some good vibes. Rick Hahn signed Brian Goodwin to help with outfield depth, but he wasn't available for the first tilt against the Cincinnati Reds last night. Somebody else needed to step up, and boy, did Dylan Cease have another special night. Let's start on the pitching side. Cease facing one of the toughest offenses in baseball, and he handled the Reds like he did against the Detroit Tigers in his previous start. In six innings, Cease struck out 11 batters and only allowed one hit. He did walk three, but the improved breaking pitches and fastball command we saw against Detroit carried over to his start against the Reds. Cease's season ERA is now 2.37. Striking out 11 over six innings is certainly impressive, but it's what Cease did at the plate is what people are talking about. Cease, in addition to punching out 11 batters, went 3-for-3 at the plate. After Jose Abreu turned on a fastball, which is noteworthy, for his sixth home run of the season, making it a 1-0 lead for the White Sox in the second inning, Cease's first hit was an infield hit as he hit a high chopper that Mike Moustakas couldn't handle. It loaded the bases, and Tim Anderson singled to drive in two more runs, making it 3-0 early. In the fourth inning, after a Lourdes Garcia walk, Cease swung as hard as he could, connecting for a deep fly that flew over Nicholas Castellanos' head in right field. The deep fly actually hit the wall, and Cease ended up with a double. Cease loaded the bases in the fifth inning with his opposite field single for his third hit, making Cease the first American League pitcher since Catfish Hunter to strike out 10+ batters, only allow one hit while going 3-for-3 at the plate. Truly a special night for Dylan Cease. Other batters and noteworthy performances: Tim Anderson went 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Jose Abreu went 2-for-4 with his home run and 3 RBIs. Nick Madrigal, batting second in the lineup, went 2-for-5 with an RBI. And Yoan Moncada went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. As the Chicago White Sox won big 9-0, a much-needed palate cleanser after Robert's injury news. The Chicago White Sox are now 16-12. The White Sox have a very quick turnaround today. They start today's game at 11:35 a.m. Central Time. It'll be Sonny Gray for Cincinnati opposing Dallas Keuchel pitching for the White Sox. Keuchel had that one bad inning against Cleveland in his last start, giving up 4 runs in this single inning. If he could avoid the big inning, the White Sox could walk out of the Queen City with a 2-game sweep. You can watch the game on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on the radio at ESPN 1000 AM or on the MLB app. Yesterday was Minor League Baseball opening day. So for the first time since 2019, we've got Minor League Baseball action to recap. Down in Charlotte, Gavin Sheets, Blake Rutherford, and Matt Reynolds all hit home runs for the Charlotte Knights. Sheets drove in 4 RBI, so he had a big opening day. But the Knights blew a 7-3 lead as the game went into extras, and Gwinnett ended up winning 10-9. Jake Berger went 0-for-3 in his return. Down in Winston-Salem, Luis Meaces and Lennon Sosa had good nights at the plate. Meaces hit a home run and a triple on his way to a 2-for-5 night with 3 RBIs. Sosa went 3-for-5, and Alex Destino went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. The pitching wasn't good, as the Dash allowed 11 runs on 15 hits, losing their home opener 11-5. In Kannapolis, the Cannonballers opened their new stadium with some shaky defense as they committed 4 errors. Starting pitcher Andrew Dahlquist just went 1 2/3 innings, not allowing a hit though, but he did allow a run as he walked 1 but struck out 3. Offensively, Jose Rodriguez had a good night, going 3-for-5 with an RBI. Chase Krogman hit a home run, the first for a Cannonballer in the new stadium, but the Cannonballers ultimately fell 8-4 in their first game in the new digs. Birmingham rained out, and they'll play a doubleheader today. So far for the White Sox affiliates, they are 0-3 in trying to win a game. Around Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox are tied for first place in the American League Central thanks to Kansas City's bullpen meltdown. Up 3-0 after the fifth inning, Cleveland scored 3 in the sixth inning and 4 runs in the eighth as the Indians won 7-3. Kansas City is now 16-12, just like the White Sox. Minnesota also saw their bullpen blow another late lead again. Up 3-1 in the ninth inning, Texas scored 2 runs to tie it, and they put up 3 runs in the 10th inning to beat Minnesota 6-3. The Minnesota Twins are now 11-17, 5 games back of the Chicago White Sox and Kansas City Royals. Boston beat Detroit 11-7. The Tigers are already 8-22 on the season. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are 18-12. The Phillies beat the Brewers 6-5, and the Brewers got even more bad news as Christian Yelich has to go back on the 10-day injured list with a bad back. Also going on to the injured list, it appears that Jacob DeGrom, starting pitcher for the New York Mets, an MRI showed that he has a strain in his right lat. So there should be more information coming out of Queens regarding as far as the front runner for the National League Cy Young. The New York Yankees got some strong support from their crowd as the Bronx got a chance to finally boo the Houston Astros for the first time since the cheating scandal. The Yankees won big 7-3. Atlanta beat Washington 6-1. Miami knocked off Arizona 9-3. The San Francisco Giants are 18-12 after splitting a doubleheader with Colorado, increasing their lead in the West as the Dodgers lose both games of their doubleheader against the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers started 13-2, but they are now 17-14, a very bad streak for them. And San Diego's also 17-14 as they dropped their game against Pittsburgh 2-1. The Rays beat the Angels 8-3, and the A's beat the Blue Jays 4-1. Oakland is 19-12, which is the best record in Major League Baseball. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and first crack at our new swag items. Have a great Wednesday, everyone, and hopefully we get to talk about another White Sox winner. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.